first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Alan Ridge shares his landlocked dreams of the sea.
Our farm lay on a gentle ridge at the heart of England. Rainfall on one side trickled into a stream that fed the rivers Blythe, Humber, and Trent, and later the North Sea. The southern field shed water into the Avon, which flowed through Stratford, before joining the Severn and eventually the Atlantic. Our house was 100 miles from any shore, but little more than 400 feet above the sea. As a toddler, I loved to paddle in puddles and ponds. On the wall maps of my grade school, Britain was a pink dot by an expanse of blue to its left that I could only dream of crossing. Long years passed before I even saw the inlet between our island and the nearest continent, shown on the map by a narrow blue arc of English Channel and North Sea. In my 8th summer, I was driven to the closest coast. We crossed East Anglian scenery, so flat I kept thinking it was the marine horizon. The Skegness beach at low tide stretched far away to distant water. I raced across the rippled sand and at last splashed into mesmerizing waves, no more than ankle high, but magical to my touch and taste. Beyond those little surf ridges, a curved line separated sea from sky, and little England from Eurasia, transcending my dreams of future travel.
Alan Ridge is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.